B-Pod Studios.
Five o'clock hour. Straight up calls. No TV. This is for the real people. Don't want to see their face on TV or their name on the screen. This is purity of Sports Talk Radio. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. From robotic lawnmowers to zero turn and conventional riding mowers. Oh, well, that's right. That's the Twitter poll. I'm an idiot. Brought to us by Guided Door and Window, 5 o'clock hour. Guided's big winter sale has been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. Yamaskumbadi. Sal Pal joins us at 5:15. Meantime, let's go to one of my favorite callers, Rodriguez from Middletown. Rodriguez, ¿qué tal?
Hey, mi amigo, Mike, ¿qué pasó?
How you doing, buddy?
Mike, this thing don't make no sense, Mike.
What doesn't make sense?
You know what doesn't make sense is this, Mike. A lot of people, you ask them, now, why do you want Wentz to stay? Mm-hmm. You know what they tell me? Oh, yeah, because someday he might take us to the playoffs. Someday we may win the Super Bowl. We're doing that now, Mike.
No, but they're saying he's the franchise quarterback and the other guy isn't.
I understand, Mike, but the idea is to win, Mike. What's the adjective of the game? To win. Not to wait around for 15 years and maybe he'll win. Mike, the idea is we have Nick Foles. Nick Foles is winning. Nick Foles is winning these playoff games. Nick Foles already gave us a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He might just give us another one. We're going to win a win.
True, but
maybe.
you know that the Wentz, who got door superior?
But on Mike, Wentz may never go to the playoffs.
I get it, but on paper, so, he's the better player.
Why don't we just enjoy this run?
We are enjoying the run. It comes a time, though, you may have to make a decision.
It might.
Now, this game, if they lose, and then is it going to be a tarea monumental? If they win the game, you know, they move on to another big game.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. But he's doing things he's not supposed to do. This offense works good under Nick Foles. Now let's enjoy this run, and let's forget about whether Wentz will ever win or not. We're winning now.
We're not winning yet. You got to keep winning. That's why people are looking at it like if he keeps winning, there's a decision. There's no decision now, Rodriguez. I agree with you. Right now, you go. If Foles doesn't get him past this, you don't stay with Foles. You stay with your franchise quarterback.
Well, Mike,
so I don't agree with you. I actually disagree with you.
I think whether we win or not, the next game he works. He does well with this offense. I will keep him. Yeah. The idea is to win. The idea is to win, Mike.
Yeah, I understand, but right now, no es suficiente.
We don't know whether we will ever win with Wentz. We're winning with both.
All right, you got it, buddy.
Now, you like Rodriguez.
I love talking Spanish to Rodriguez.
Yeah, well, you know who we called Wentz last week?
What?
Called him Bobby Hoeing.
Hoeing. Yeah, called him Bobby Hoeing.
Bobby Hoeing. He still owes him an apology.
Yeah.
Well, next time you call next week, Rodriguez.
He's all fooled up.
That's fine. See, that's the thing. I don't mind that. But then you don't have to down and call the guy Bobby Hoeing because you like the. Why can't they both be good quarterbacks and say that? Don't say.
Rodriguez did not understand that the thing is not over yet. You can't select Foles now. No es suficiente, Tyrone.
See.
You need more.
See.
All right. Let's go to Tom in South Jersey. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hey, Mike. That running up the score thing was from Malcolm Jenkins giving Sean Payton the double bird.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Jenkins got a little hot under the collar. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. And I agree with you that it's fun to talk about this Wentz-Foles thing. And I agree they're not going to suit up Foles or Wentz next week.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it goes down to the Super Bowl or even the NFC Championship? And Foles either goes down or gets hurt. And when
in that case, if he gets hurt, then obviously
See, they're in a tough spot. If he gets hurt during the game, they're not, you know, if he gets hurt and he can't play the following week, they win, say, then obviously Wentz is going to be back in there. They have to put him back in there. They can't try to win a game with Sudfeld.
Will they activate him for those last two games?
No, they shouldn't activate him unless Foles goes down and they win and they need a quarterback for the following week.
Yeah.
You can't have him as a back. It's just an uncomfortable situation to have that guy as your backup quarterback. There's no reason to do it. No reason to have your starter looking over his shoulder like that.
Yeah, but it'd be a better scenario for the Eagles if Foles goes down and they got Wentz.
Yeah, I know, but you got to put it on a scale. Okay, so in other words, you're predicting that your guy might get hurt, so you're backing him up with Wentz. But the negative of that is that you have him there, standing there in uniform, ready to go. And the first time Foles goes bad, people are going to want call for him, and it's going to be an uncomfortable situation.
And then Wentz could go in and bomb the game himself. So.
Listen, I'd ride this for better or worse right now. You go Foles. If he gets hurt, they win the game, then you think about the Wentz thing. Other than that, you don't think about it. Shannon in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shannon.
Mark and Tyrone, happy new year and happy anniversary to you, Mike.
Thank you, Shannon. Thanks, buddy.
Brother. Yeah, man. Listen, man, so I'm going to bring both of you together. Now, I want you to hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrone, I understand Foles in society. I do not believe any man is above the team. And for that very reason, I love Carson Wentz, but I do not put him above the team. Now, the numbers don't lie, and I think we've been under a cloud for so long, sometimes we can't see straight as a fan base. Because we've been so used to losing, it's like you can't ignore that Nick Foles is 4-0 in the playoffs. You can't ignore he has the best record. He has the record for the most touchdowns in the game. You can't ignore he has one of the highest QB ratings in NFL history in the playoffs. Like, it's like the stuff that he has, I think we ignore. So, Mike and Tyrone, I don't need him to win the Super Bowl for me to say I want Foles to be our quarterback from here on in. Nick Foles is 29. Wentz is 26. I love Foles, but he is not above. I mean, I love Wentz, but he is not above the team. I will gladly.
You're not putting him above the team. You got to look at it like this. Let's classify it, okay? Wentz has the status of a franchise quarterback. Foles has the status of a relief pitcher. I mean, you got to face the facts.
You can't say that. Yes, you do.
Unless he wins another Super Bowl, then it changes the landscape.
You cannot negate the fact that he's already won one.
It was a small sample size. If he does it again,
small about the Super Bowl. There's nothing small about the Super Bowl. It's the biggest.
Listen, he only played four good games. Okay,
Mike. Shannon,
with all due respect, I'll say the same thing to you that I said to Rodriguez. No es suficiente. He needs more. Brian in Bucks County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, guys, how you doing? First time caller, long time listener. You guys are great.
Thanks, buddy.
Just want to comment on this whole little, I don't want to say controversy, but conversation going on with these two quarterbacks. I think that, Foles is definitely doing a good job. He's exciting. But with Wentz's injury, I'm sure everybody has sprained a finger, had a fractured bone in their body. It's hurt them for a while. What says that Wentz hasn't been putting this off for a while and was dealing with his pain? And every time he was throwing, it created more issues for him.
Possible.
Possible. So things,
but quarterbacks play hurt all the time. So, it wouldn't shock me if that's what happened. But what's the point, like, as it pertains to now?
Well, I think that, he kept pushing himself knowing that Foles was in the background there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think that if you look at what he did last year, he did a great job to get rid of him if we win the Super Bowl. I think it's a big, big mistake. When you look at the teams, look at the Flyers. If they don't have a good goaltender, they're nobody, and they keep getting mediocre guys. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're going to be the same thing over and over again. I just think it's, you know, that injury might have more to do with it.
I get it, but you're ignoring the fact that this other guy may perform to the level of two straight Super Bowls. How do you ignore that?
Well, I think you have to, if you look at everything with him, that he hasn't been, no one's ever picked him up to be, well, I can't say that. Didn't the Rams get him to be a starter?
Yeah, but that was a while ago. He's now a little more seasoned, don't you think?
Well, he's definitely doing better. I'm not going to deny that.
I mean, maybe he was a late bloomer as a starter. Well, all I know is as when he started for this team, he's transformed them.
Well, that part is true, but I think you really need to see him in 16 games to see what.
Well, you're not going to have that luxury. That's the point. So you're going to have to make the decision. And if he gets to another Super Bowl, that decision becomes very difficult. By the way, we have a lot of stuff on TV. And actually, two things that on TV. You got the Sixers game on TV, and then on ESPN8, you got the World's Strongest Man competition. Oh, I'm sorry. You got the Flyers. I'm sorry. I apologize. You got two Philadelphia teams playing tonight.
What's the World's Strongest Man competition?
Oh, you've never seen the World's Strongest Man? Oh, that's pretty cool.
What do they do?
I was being sarcastic.
Well, it's not really on tonight?
No.
Oh. No.
I said ESPN 8.
The Ocho.
There is no ESPN 8.
But
you see, what I was doing there now was being sarcastic.
I know.
I was saying there was two things. So you immediately think I was talking about the Sixers and the Flyers.
Yeah.
But then I went Sixers and World's Strongest Man. You see what I did there?
I do. I just thought maybe you were choosing the World's Strongest Man competition
I was being an asshat, basically.
Facetious.
Now, the funny thing about the Flyers, second of a back-to-back tonight in Washington.
Yeah.
And Jason picked them.
The Flyers went, huh?
Yeah, he thought it was a Flyers line. I didn't see the line. I didn't see the line. But he picked on a 7-game losing streak.
Jason's taking Flyers to bust up that losing streak tonight?
Yep, on a second of a back-to-back. They don't have time to think about it. Get right back on the ice.
Is that what the theory is?
I think that's what he said.
Well, let me see what the line is here. We're talking a little pucks right now. The NHL card tonight has your Philadelphia Flyers as a... The Caps are minus 220. Is that a short line?
Nah, I think I like the Flyers. I mean, I like the Caps.
You like the Caps tonight?
Yeah.
Flyers plus 180.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
It's a little short. Because Braden Holtby might not play for the Caps tonight. Maybe go to backup goalie and knight the Caps.
Oh, there you go. Get a 4-3 win.
Jim in Canada, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim!
Ah, brother, what's up? 97.5 Mike, Tyrone, Natalie, you guys are doing a nice job. I'm a first-time caller, obviously, and actually a first-time listener. Good call on the simulcast. That's how I found you guys. City of Brotherly Love. What a godsend that TV access.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, no problem. Are you guys affiliated with ESPN at all?
No.
So I can say that they suck. They've ruined the broadcast of football. Absolutely garbage.
Oh, you're talking about the Monday night broadcast?
Oh, they are brutal. Beth Mowins, don't even bring that stuff, man. That's horrible.
Well, she's not on the Monday night game.
I can't stand it, man. I can't stand it. And it's not, it's just, no. It's just ESPN has ruined it for me. Anyway, so calling from the Canadian side of the Niagara River in a town called St. Catharines. Don't hold the city's name against me. I'm not used to a busy signal when I call a radio show a small town, but I really appreciate it. All day Eagles access. I'll be a brand new listener all the time, man. I only go back to Cunningham, so I'm kind of still a youngster, I guess, is maybe compared to most of your callers. And
Cunningham who? What Cunningham? What Cunningham are you talking about?
Randall Cunningham.
That Cunningham. There's two famous Cunninghams in this town.
Yeah.
Billy is the other.
I'm a huge Flyers fan since I was a kid.
Yeah, what's going on with the Flyers, man? What's happening to them?
I can't even watch NHL hockey anymore now. Batman's ruined it, man. Until the playoffs start. Like, the hockey season doesn't start until football's over, man.
Jim, whereabouts do you live in Canada?
I'm in St. Catharines.
You're in St. Catharines? Is it kind of near Montreal?
No, I'm on
where
the south
is that?
Side of Lake Ontario across the
Lake Ontario. Ontario. Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I got you.
Near the Buffalo border. Niagara Falls is
first. Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
But are you guys actually entertaining the thought of trading Wentz? What, are you crazy?
Not if Foles wins the Super Bowl. It's not crazy.
Oh, you Hank, I don't know. I think Wentz is still your guy, man. But these rookie corners are they gotta stop getting fooled on that double move. Maybe
we get Maddox had a big last week. He's an interesting caller. Canada, honey.
I think he must get a weird Canadian feed of things.
What's he talking about with Beth Mowen?
He's a ray of sunshine.
She's not on the Monday night on our TV.
Did she do a game earlier this season, like when they ran two games on
Monday? Yeah, but that would have been week one. He's still mad about week one?
That's the only time
they do the double is week one.
He just aired a lot of grievances.
I'm saying, he's still mad about September? Christmas didn't mellow him at all.
Cantankerous Canadian.
Yeah, like, I'm still mad about week one. It was week one.
Let's go. We got the C alliteration with Christine now. Christine in Northeast Philly. What's up, Christine?
Hey, happy new year to you guys, and happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, Christine.
So I wanted to sound off on Keeping Foles. If, God willing, he makes it to a Super Bowl and wins for us. I agree we can't keep both. But my concern is, what if Foles doesn't want to play a starter? What if he wants to retire?
He's not going to retire.
So what if he wants to only be a backup and not have the pressure of having to be a starter?
So you're saying that, okay, here's the problem. He has an option to make $20 million. Now, for that to happen, he would have to sign a backup quarterback contract that would pay him less than $10 million a year. Do you think that that's what he would do?
He doesn't seem like he's too upset over money.
Well, why not? He negotiated a better contract as a backup, and in that contract, it pays him $20 million this year if they renew it. So he cares a little bit about money.
What team would he go to?
He can go to any team he wants if he's a free agent. Yeah, he would make, as a free agent, at least $25 million a year. Now, you're telling me he would turn that down? Would you turn that down?
Maybe.
Come on, Christine. You're not turning down to 25 mil.
That's not
true. We don't want him on the Giants, that's for sure.
You what?
I can't last for much longer.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
We don't want him on the Giants.
Why? Who cares? Who cares about the Giants? He goes to the Giants, you know how to defend him better than any other team since he was your guy. That doesn't worry me. Right?
I don't know. I'm sure the Bears thought they were going to do a lot better against us, and they didn't.
No, they did not, Christine. Thanks for the call. Kenny, New York, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Kenny.
Well, Mike, man, happy anniversary, man.
Hey, thanks, Tyrone. Kenny.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Tyrone, man, let me tell you something, man. I'm still going to get at you, Tyrone, man. Lexus over Mercedes, Tyrone. But, yo, Mike, man, listen. I don't know. What's wrong with our fans, man? We had one dude the other day. I listened to the show yesterday. And dude gonna say, McNabb had done for us? What these dudes is crazy. Now on the phone and Carson thing, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Carson man, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I agree with you saying if you think it's another Super Bowl, then you know. But listen, if Carson say, I want you to answer this. I'm gonna hang up. Carson took us. We're 11-2, right?
Yep.
So say we don't be 11-2. You think Foles could do that?
Again, you know you're into what ifs. Yeah, I don't know what he could do. I'm just telling you that if he wins another Super Bowl, how do you turn your back on him?
Mike, I feel like Carson is a better quarterback, though.
Well, yeah, but this guy will have won you two Super Bowls. Like, how do you then say, well, maybe Carson in theory is a better quarterback? This guy has performed and he has enlivened this team. How do you ignore that?
Okay, True, you're right. Now let me ask you a question. So you think that, and I love my Birds, and it's a team game, but you think that Nick Foles had a good game against the Bears Sunday?
He didn't have a great game, but he had a good enough game to win, and that's what I care about in the playoffs.
Because, you know, so this is what I'm going to say, Mike. Against the Saints, you know we cannot turn the football over.
I get it. I understand. Listen, you're focusing on the two turnovers. You know what I focused on? That last drive that won them the game. All right, that's the difference between me and you. You want to focus on two turnovers that didn't mean anything? I'll focus on the drive that won the game. Matt Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What's up, Matt?
So, first thing, before I talk about the Foles and Wentz situation, I was watching you
on Sunday during the fourth quarter.
On FanCred, fourth quarter live with me and Anthony.
I swear, every time you said Mr. Trubisky can't make that throw, he made the throw. Every time you said it, it was a ride.
He made a couple of throws that I did not expect. I have to admit that. No, that one throw he made on that drive that set up the field goal was a great throw.
Yeah, he played pretty well coming down at the end of that game. But, you know, the Eagles got it done. So the whole this is the most interesting thing I've ever seen in my life, quarterback wise, because the veteran never supplants, you know, the young guy. It's always the other way around. You know, the whole situation is very interesting. I'm a school teacher, all right? So I talk with my kids all the time about, you know, what are the Eagles going to do with this whole situation, and it's crazy to me because if they want to keep Carson Wentz, they're going to have to pay him $30 to $35 million a year, right? Like, that's going to be what it takes for 5 years, I guess, when his contract is up.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a quarterback that's ever won on a max deal because it's just impossible to build a team around that. If you look at the highest paid quarterbacks in the league this year, I think 4 of the 5 didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. So what is your point here?
My point is, does it make sense to pay the guy $35 million a year or to go with the guy who you know you can win with, who's not going to make quite as much?
He's going to make close to it. It's not like you're going to get that much of a bargain.
I agree. He'll make $25 million, I guess.
It's really simple. If you decide to go with Wentz, you're going to have to pay going rate. And you can't think about the cost of it. You got to go with the quarterback that you think is better for your franchise. If you decide that you go with Wentz, the going rate is what you just said. If you decide to go with Foles, yeah, you're going to get a little bit of a discount, 25, maybe 10 million less, possibly. But you're not going to get that much of a discount. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back down the home stretch of the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A different team. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Eagles gear up to face New Orleans on Sunday. Doug Peterson addressed the media yesterday on the team mentality heading into the game.
This team believes in everything that we're doing, and you saw it yesterday. And we're different. You know, it's a different mindset. It's a different football team. We're a different group than when we played New Orleans the first time, and we're learned from it, and we'll obviously have been better since.
Sixers start their back-to-back mission against the Wizards tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Flyers fell to the Blues last night 3-0. They'll play the Caps tonight. You can hear that game on WMMR at 7. Clemson beat Alabama last night 44-16 in the College Football Playoff National Championship. Our Big Green giveaway keyword continues all week long for your chance to win $1,000. Worried about another sleepless night? Instead, try new ZQuil Pure Z melatonin gummies. ZQuil Pure Z's is drug-free and helps you fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. New ZQuil Pure Z's. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Mussinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
5:33, Mike Mussinelli Show. As we hit the home stretch, it is time for the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons from Robotic Lawn Mowers. The zero-turn and conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer has it. Need parts or service? They've got you covered. Natalie?
Over 2,100 votes today on the Twitter poll, which was, does the national doubt slash Vegas opinion even bother you anymore? Still 91% say no, 9% say yes.
All righty. I like the 91. It stayed there for most of the day. Let's go to Nick and Hershey. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Hey, I want to talk real quick. This whole Carson Wentz, Nick Foles thing, I'm a type that, you know, I want to focus on the here and now. Personally, I'm super excited to be where we are. You know, whoever would have thought, like, again, I talked to you yesterday, we'd be here. But what drives me crazy is these national pundits, you know, these Cowboys lovers, the Skip Bayless, the Neon Deons, the Michael Irvin, they are just licking their lips over this possibility of quarterback kerfuffle that we have going on. I don't understand why. I mean, they want to see, you know, pandemonium here in Philly. Personally, I think, you know, Howie will do the right thing. I mean, Carson Wentz is the future. I love Nick Foles. I have his jersey. I've been wearing it every week since he took over, and it's been doing me pretty well. But, you know, his stint here in Philly is what it is. It's just him. You know, I think he's proven that he is a winner. And personally, wherever he goes, I will support him wholeheartedly. I personally want him to go to Jacksonville. I think it's a good situation with the defense. They just need a quarterback. And the fact that he will be in the AFC, and we won't see him but maybe once every couple of years. So I'm just focused on the Saints. You know, whatever happens, happens. I'm the type that, you know, we'll worry about it when the season ends. And if it ends in the Super Bowl, I still believe that Nick Foles will be elsewhere and Carson will be.
You know, you're probably right. I mean, that's probably the most sensible thing that the front office will do. Yeah, I'm just saying it becomes really difficult. We had Mike Garafello on the NFL Network earlier today, and he was saying, yeah, it's going to be difficult. If that happens and he takes it all the way to the Super Bowl, it's really tough to turn away from that, because the knowledge on one hand is that you've got a franchise quarterback. The other part of it is you got a guy that the team obviously responds to.
I completely agree, but, you know, Carson has a small sample size. I think the team does support him. I just think, you know, the fact that Nick Foles came in and did what he did, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to say otherwise. But, you know, I also worry that there's going to be so much pressure on Carson for the fact that, you know, in this city, I mean, I'm obviously not in the city, but in Philadelphia, we always look at, you know, who did what for us. And if Carson comes in and doesn't live up to the expectations, it's going to be so hard for him to be a quarterback. But I think he will. I think he'll win us at least a Super Bowl, if not more. But, you know, I'm just living the life here, riding this wave, and go Birds.
All right, brother. You got it. Let's go Dustin in Levittown. Dustin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dustin.
Hey, Mike. Happy anniversary, man.
Hey, thanks, Dustin. And
I saw somewhere Natalie and Ty are celebrating their 1 year, too. I just want to say you guys are the best team on radio.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
So, first-time caller, what does Nick Foles for you have to do to be the starting quarterback? Does he have to win the Super Bowl? Or what if he goes?
Well, I'm on the record saying if they lose to New Orleans and he's got them in the lead and it takes like a last second field goal to beat them, that might be enough to take me over the top to commit to Nick. But otherwise, it's going to have to be a win and probably an NFC title win.
Yeah,
even if they don't win the Super Bowl, if they get to the Super Bowl and lose to what might be a better team, then I will cut him a break.
Yeah, I say I'm not a Wentz or Foles. I'm an Eagles guy. I'm just, like the last caller said, I'm just enjoying this ride, man. It's awesome. But I think that this team behind the scenes is so close, especially these quarterbacks with Zach Ertz and you know, Nate Sudfeld as well.
Yeah.
I think that Foles wants the best for Wentz and vice versa. And I think that, like the last caller said, he took the words right out of my mouth. I think it's more of a stint for Foles. He's got to be the clutchest quarterback in Eagles history. But I think overall he's proven before that he's not the starter, a 16-game starter. I think that's more Wentz's role. And I think that maybe, you know, it's hard to turn down $25 million elsewhere. But I think for the right price that Nick Foles would be happy coming back here as a backup, regardless of what they do.
He would be content coming back as the backup?
I think that.
Where do you get that notion? I'm curious to know where people get this notion that he would be content to come back as the backup.
Because I just think that what you see on TV and how these guys talk about each other, it's unlike any other, you know, quarterback pairing ever. I can't ever think of one. Of how much these guys have each other's backs, and he's on record.
And so he's going to just sacrifice millions and millions of dollars just to be the good guy, Nick Foles. Is that realistic, Dustin? Seriously.
Nah, you're right.
No, I'm seriously. I mean, I love this. No, I think he'd be content to be a backup and make paltry money when he can make, like, maybe 100 more million. Taj in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Taj.
Hey, happy anniversary, brother.
What's going on, Taj?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. I got three things for you. The last one's going to be the hotmoms.com because I know how you like hot moms.
No, where you got that?
Man, we've been talking for years. But nonetheless,
moms.
I hear the argument both ways about Foles and Wentz. You know, they have their good parts and bad parts and stuff. But the serious question is about Wentz. Wentz hasn't played a full season. So what do we do no matter what happens next year?
Wentz played a full season.
He played a full season? Was it the first year?
Yeah.
The last two he hasn't, though. So what do we do no matter what happens? Let's say he starts next year, no matter where you're two-time Super Bowl champion. What happens if he gets hurt again? Then what? Try to trade him there? Is he, hurt for the rest of the season like he has the last
season? Why are you creating a scenario that thing hasn't happened? Why would you create it? Anybody could get hurt at any time.
Yeah, true. But the reason why I'm mentioning it is because, like I said, he might be a fragile quarterback. He might be a fragile player altogether.
Uh-huh.
He might not end up in the long run. Being the best.
Yeah, but you can't put that, you can't factor that in. If he's the better player, you ride with him if you're the organization. And if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. It's not like any other quarterback in the league. I mean, quarterbacks have a chance to get hurt.
Man, I don't want him to get hurt. I think
I know you don't want him to get hurt. But if Foles was your starter, maybe he gets hurt. You can't predict who's going to get hurt, who's not going to get hurt. The question with Wentz is he fragile? I don't think he's fragile. I think he gets banged up a lot. I think he's got to learn not to get banged up. Coming down the home stretch, we got Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line number. You should have committed that to memory by now. I don't know if the tell you the number, do I? If you got something to say, just hit us up on that number and publish a thought, and we may play it on the big show.
What's going to happen pertaining to this whole situation at the end of the season? Are the Eagles still going to try to keep him under contract, or are they going to trade him? Because if they do try to trade him, or if he just can leave, is Doug Belt really the answer at backup? You know, Carson being injury prone and everything, the way he's been injured the last couple of seasons.
It's impossible to sign Foles and have Wentz on the same team. All right, so don't even worry about it. If you don't think Sudfeld's a good enough backup, then you'll have to get somebody else as a backup.
Yo, Mike, I am so hyped. Nick Foles went in Chicago and paid them back for the Fog Bowl. Now, remember week 11, Drew Brees, Sean Payton, how y'all ran up the score on us? Big Jason Peters said it best. It was a disappointing loss. They ran the score up on us, but guess what? We coming.
I like it. We coming. And I hope that rings true against the New Orleans Saints.
So, Mike, here was something that was underplayed. I don't know if it was mentioned yesterday. Smallwood got that two-point conversion. You know, it looked to me, they showed about four or five different angles, and it was at least two different angles that they showed. You could clearly see the ball broke the plane. But that referee crew, Tony Corrente's crew, they were horrendous, Mike. I mean, they were horrendous.
Couldn't clearly see it, and you know it. You were just letting your provinciality get in the way. To me, I thought it didn't break the plane.
I just thought, Drew Brees, I know he's a true professional, he's a great quarterback. He hasn't played a meaningful game, really, in close to 3 weeks. Do you think that's going to have any effect whatsoever on his, I mean, the guy is 39, I think just sitting around, I don't know. Your thoughts, Michael?
No. I don't think it's going to have a bearing that he hasn't played a meaningful game within 3 weeks. I think he's a Hall of Fame caliber player. And they're going to have a lot to contend with.
Trayvon Hester, I didn't even know you were on the roster, but I want to personally thank you for deflecting that Cody Parkey kick, thus keeping our storybook season alive. Hats off to you, sir.
Yeah, Dave. There you go. Trayvon Hester. Cody's getting off the hook now. I'm not so sure he could get off the hook. And, Trayvon Hester would be the reason for why Cody Parkey missed the kick. I think if you thud that kick, if you really hit it hard, a fingertip doesn't stop it from going through.
Hey, Mike Missanelli, you're still my man, but we can't talk about all that holding that's going on the offensive line. Can we talk about the Spurs getting stuck on that 3rd and 9 and the referee picking up the ball and placing it down a whole foot in front of him? Or can we talk about that fumble that the referee picked up? Mike, what can we talk about on this, man?
Is this an anti-referee call? Again, you know, you're not getting into my wheelhouse here when you're talking about the referees and who they're against and what they call. To me, referees even out. And I wish Eagle fans would take inventory of all the good calls they get and just write, keep a journal and just write them down. And then when something bad call happens, like try to put the columns together to see if it evens out.
You know, Mike, this has been a crazy, crazy NFL season. Even crazier NFL postseason. But you know what's going to be real crazy next year? At least see Carson Wentz in a Raiders uniform or a Jaguars uniform. Whew! Wow. I know, right? Say, Nick!
Well, that could very well happen. I mean, I think the new GM... Our old pal, who probably never come on again with us, Mike Mayock, loves Carson. Loves himself some Carson Wentz. Maybe he gets crazy. Boy, they have all kinds of picks.
So, Mike, the Pro Bowl rules this off again. What do you think this is doing to Carson Wentz? I know he's happy for the team. What does it do to his psyche? What does it do to him and what he thinks about his time in Philadelphia and whether he's still going to be here if Nick Foles is happening to pull off another miracle to win us another Super Bowl? And then he also had to have a twinge of jealousy because he wants that to be him out there and not Nick Foles.
I can't measure a human being's instincts when it comes to jealousy. You would think that Carson Wentz has that strong enough faith where he would be all for the team and not jealous. But somewhere along the line, every human being has a little selfish streak. And maybe he's not that happy about it. I don't know. I can't imagine. And maybe it's just me because I'm a creep. That he would be 100% happy with being an afterthought.
Mike, you know, when you get all-star players start talking out about their roles offensively, there's a problem. They're not on the same page. You know, I don't think Embiid should even came out of his mouth with what he did, what he said. Because that makes no sense. I mean, the way they've used him, it's made him an all-star player.
Is there trouble in paradise with the Sixers? I'm so worried about the prospects of where they're going to end up in the East and not having enough to end up like as one of the premier top two teams, that these little squabbles are secondary to me looking at the roster and saying they're not good enough.
I'll be happy next week when I don't hear any
stinking Cowboys fans all over the airwaves. Because guess what? The Cowboys have no shot at beating the Rams, okay? Last year, Gurley had 215 yards against the Cowboys. This week, he's going to have 250 yards.
Don't worry about the Cowboys. All right? That's my advice to you. Who cares? If you got to play them in the NFC title game, you're getting a break.
Not that anyone cares, but the worst hockey team in the Western Conference, the Blues, put a whooping on the worst team in the Eastern Conference, the Flyers, last night. Flyers higher-ups, you better send Dougie P the thank you note because he's hogging all the attention.
That's a second double Dave on the sound off line. Dave loves himself some sound off lines.
I have a question, Mikey. Miss, if the Eagles go on to win the Super Bowl, do we send Cody Parkey a ring?
That's cruel. See, that's uncalled for because you're supposed to have sympathy for Cody. He's having a hard time right now dealing with this. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later. All right, that's sound off. 610-771-9705. Devon Gibbons will take you into Sixers-Wizards tonight. The Flyers are on our sister station, MMR. And Devon will hang around on the wraparound show. Everybody have a great rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.